So first thing, to listen the teaching, the holy Dharma, in order to achieve enlightenment. That which is cessation of all the mistakes of mind and completion of all the qualities of realizations. to achieve this, for the sake of all all the sentient beings, all the mother, the kind mother sentient beings. Sentient beings who have been once a mother and kind from the beginning of this rebirth. That these sentient beings who are equaling the infinite sky to free them from all the sufferings and to lead to highest happiness, the full enlightenment. So now, that the purpose why Guru Shakyamuni Buddha descended on this earth, that is to work for the sentient beings, to benefit for the sentient beings. To bring the sentient to liberate the sentient beings from the oceans of samsara sufferings and lead to liberation and the peerless happiness, the full enlightenment. So that's the purpose why Buddha descended, you see, in this world, in our world. Then, so what Buddha the first teaching what Buddha revealed is the Four Noble Truth that which is the foundation of the whole entire Buddha Dharma. So first revealed the have shown the shortcomings of samsara, the true suffering. Then as they seek, you see whether it is cause or not. Then you see Buddha revealed the true cause of suffering, the karma and delusion. Why suffering exists? You see why it is happening, which contains that answer. So they revealing the true cause of the suffering. then you see after that, then as the mind is, you know, as the mind you see receptacle ready to recognize what means, you see, liberation after introducing the true suffering and true cause of the suffering, you see. And when it came to the point, you see, to come to know what is, what means liberation, and then Buddha explained, you see, cessation of suffering, introduce taught that, and then then as one question, you see, that whether it has a path, whether there's a method to achieve that. You see, then Buddha revealed the true path, which leads the sentient beings who follow path, you know, to achieve the cessation of the sufferings, the soulless state, the ultimate liberation. So now, that in the sutra, so before mention this, that like the patients in order to recover, say, in order to that the patients went in the hospital, then doctors, you know, with x-rays and so forth, by using various means, checking the blood and so forth, checking the caca, urine, then the you see, examines that, you know, what, say, then explains the disease what the person has, what that, you know, patient has. And then also, you see, what could have caused this, is the doctor explains that, you know, by diagnosing and you see things like that. Then doctor, you see, so by recognizing all these things, by explaining all these things, introducing, you see, all these things, then also doctor explain that how to, you see, recover, you know, that how to be, you know, to be healthy, that to abandon those, how say, diet or those, you see, wrong diet or, you see, behaviors that which causes the disease. And so doctor advised, you know, to abandon those things and also gives medicines, treatment, prescriptions that, you see, to cure the disease. So like that. So you see, then by depending on this skillful doctor, then the person, and then following the prescription exactly, then the person gets recovered. So like this. Similar, the practitioner who seek liberation, so you see, by depending on wise, you see, skillful, virtuous friend, then you see, by following the teachings that the path that is revealed, by practicing correctly, then you see, like the patients who get recovered, then able to achieve the liberation from the whole entire suffering causes. So now, as I mentioned, sutra, the rice plant salujangbeto. Buddha explained, Buddha introduced the 12 link that by relating to the outside phenomena, the rice plant, you know, rice plant, by relating to that, then explained the 12 link, the evolution of the samsara, how one enter in the samsara, how one get involved in the samsara, you know, how one does, in other words, how one gets caught in the samsara, you see. So, Salama Tsongkhapa explained that in the hymns of the experience of the hymns of the experience of the path to enlightenment, as Lama, this short Lam Rim, before the three pieces of path, so there's great Lam Rim, a great commentary of the great path to enlightenment, then there's a middle one, then the shorter than this, the hymns of the experience of the path to enlightenment, then after that, the three pieces of path to enlightenment, the shortest Lam Rim. So in this, in the hymns of the experience path to enlightenment, Lama Tsongkhapa explained that if one does not reflect, if one does not attempt to reflect the shortcomings, the shortcomings, the true suffering, which means shortcomings, samsara, the sufferings, the thought, seeing the thought, seeing the liberation, won't rise exactly. The thought of seeking the liberation won't rise, you know. You see, you know, won't get generated, you know, in the mind, is exactly. which means that if suffering of samsara, what you know is only true, only suffering of pain, that which ordinary people know, that you see that who haven't realized that, who haven't just realized that you see pervasive compounding suffering, the suffering of samsara, the pervasive compounding suffering, and the suffering of changes. You know, we who haven't realized that this is our suffering, and the what we normally think, those we who haven't realized those two other sufferings, who haven't recognized, and us we who think, you see, normally what we think is this is suffering. This is undesirable for oneself. The feeling is that which is undesirable for oneself. So this is suffering or pain. This is the one. So suffering is what we normally, the feelings which what we normally call suffering, by us who haven't realized pervasive compounding suffering and the suffering of changes, that these are temporal pleasures, how they are suffering or samsara. We who haven't realized this, and suffering is what we normally, label or say, what we usually we call the suffering. So that is only one part of suffering or samsara, suffering or pain. You see, that who do not know, even who never study Dharma, never know Dharma, then, you know, that who do not meditate, all those are suffering, just one type of suffering or samsara, in the suffering of pain. So if one's recognition, if one's understanding of samsara is just that, then you see, then the renounce thought of renunciation of samsara, total renunciation of samsara suffering is very limited. The total renunciation of samsara limited. So therefore, the total liberation is very limited. So for that person, the idea of liberation is very limited. It's not complete liberation. It's just the idea of liberation is very limited, very limited, and not experiencing suffering or pain. Ultimate liberation, because form samsara is divided in three. You know, the form realm, formless, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So the form realm, formless realm, do not have suffering or pain. You see, only desire realm has suffering or pain. Form realm doesn't have suffering or pain. So therefore, then you see, in that case, then the form realm, the sentient beings in the form realm already have been achieved liberation from samsara. You see, this mistake rises. So, you see, this mistake rises. that means they are free from samsara. There is no such thing. While one is in samsara, at the same time not being the samsara. You know, that while one is being the samsara, at the same time one is liberated from samsara. It's not possible. While one is in Australia, at the same time one is not in Australia. It's not possible. It has to be one or the other way. So it's like that. While one is in Australia, at the same time, one is not in Australia. If that is possible, then it should be the same thing. That you see, the form realm. You see, while form realm is samsara, you see, the samsara is in the three sections or category, three types, you know, desire realm, form realm, formless realm. So, even one recognizes suffering or pain, suffering or the samsara temporal pleasures are natural suffering. Still, the understanding of samsara suffering is limited. So therefore, renunciation of samsara suffering is limited, and thought of seeking liberation is limited. The idea of liberation is limited. But again, the form realm, the formless realm. They don't have empty. See, they don't have clinging. They don't have the, you see, clinging to the, you know, the suffering of changes. This samsara pleasures, the temporary samsara pleasures. You see, the such as the, you see, the pleasure, the the pleasure, you see, the sense pleasures. The by having that outside object, you see, the sense pleasures, you see, they have the peace, they experience peace, you see, they experience peace. Through development of the mind, meditation. You see, they seek for that. They've renounced. You see, they have no clinging. They have renounced the desire realm. Pleasure, this sense pleasure. You see, by having that form, sound, smell, and so forth. So, you see, still, even those formless realm, those who do not, say, those who renounced, you see, the desire, say, desire realm pleasure, the sense pleasure, who renounced and who renounced, do not experience. So, does the does, see, it doesn't mean that they are free from samsara. It doesn't mean that is the ultimate liberation. The not experiencing suffering or changes, these, you see, temporary samsara pleasure, the suffering or changes, you see, that they have renounced and they do not experience these suffering or changes. Suffering or changes, the temporary samsara pleasure, the sense pleasures. You see, so it doesn't mean that they have achieved liberation. Doesn't mean that they're free from samsara. Just because they are free from the suffering or changes. So now, because they are still experiencing pervasive compounding suffering, you know, they still have the aggregates. They are still caught in the aggregates. Even they don't have, you see, form, that, you see, the formless realm beings don't have form, physical thing. However, the form realm, formless realm, they are not free from the aggregates. Aggregates, this conscience, even what they have, just the aggregates is the mental factor, just the mind. You see, but that mind, you see, this aggregates, is a, you see, caused by karma and delusion, and still contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts. You see, still there's a seed. You see, not only that the aggregate is caused by karma and delusion, that aggregate is contaminated seed of disturbing thoughts, and because our seed is there, then a delusion rises, you know. The delusion rises, and it's a motivated karma. You see, and then that creates the future samsara. That forms the future samsara. You see, so like this. So still, you see, they have formless realm beings. They still have, you see, pervasive compounding suffering. The defiled aggregates, defiled aggregates, then you see, with the delusion karma, then again creating